Now they say go. You need the confirmation on the side. You don't just want it to be on one side. So if you're seeking out, you want confirmation on both sides. You want people who are spiritual in the matter to be able to say, yeah, we see God's hand in this. If there's anyone on any side who in the place of authority and relationship in there to say, I'm just not seeing this in spirit, then it's time to put on the brakes. Do not try to press it forward. Don't try to make a relationship happen that you're not getting the confirmation from the spiritual people in your life that say, yes, this is God. This is time to put on the brakes and step back away from it. If a guy sees a girl he likes and yet that their parents are like, I'm not so sure, can't you wait on God? Can't you see, let God bring the confirmation? Then you can ask him, why don't you? What are you concerned about, Dad? What are you concerned about, Mom? And then the women on the other side, you know, meet her parents, meet her family. And if they're spiritual people, and even if they're not spiritual people, it doesn't mean that they don't have wisdom. You know, one of the things, I trusted my parents and decisions on this matter. And as much as my heart was ready to marry Sandra, I brought her to meet my parents. They talked with her, apart from me even. They spent time, they talked with her. And then I went to my father. I said, Dad, I want to marry this girl. What do you think? And if my father had said on any level, I'm not sure, son, I get an uncomfortableness. And we didn't agree on everything. But I would want to hear why he was saying that to me. Because I knew my father to be a man of integrity. And though we didn't agree on everything, I knew he was a man of integrity. So if it was something that would make him say to me, son, I'm not sure about this. What is it that you're seeing, Dad? Am I blinded to something here? He didn't say that. He says, I like her. And I think she'll make you a good wife. And then he added, as my father did all the time in ways he taught, he said, anyway, you're the one marrying her, not me. So whatever choice you make, you got to live with it. That's just my dad. I'm kind of the same way. There's a lot of my dad in me. So he says, so we can close this up, getting there. So Laban in Bethel says, this comes from the Lord. Here she is. But there's still something missing. And what's missing is whether or not she says this is. See? Parents don't get to make that final decision. See, that's what's missing. The parents are on board now. Mm-hmm. I saw the jewels, come from a good family, you know, prophetic word involved. There's some God's moving on this thing. We kind of sense as God. This is a good thing. We have nothing bad or good to say about it. This is just a God thing going on here. Go ahead and take her. And it came to pass when Abraham's servant heard these words, and he worshiped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. Then the servant brought out jewelry of silver, jewelry of gold, and clothing, and gave them to Rebekah. In those days, they had what they called the bride price. A lot of us know about dowry, which is what was set aside for the women, but we know about the bride price in those days, that the person who wanted to pursue a wife had to bring a certain amount of money on the table. And then part of that reason is that money was set aside. Well, it was for two parts to it. One, because the family was losing their daughter who helped the keep the household running, that she had to be compensated for. That was the thinking. That still happens in the continent of Africa. They still think that way very much. And in certain parts of the Middle East as well. The second thing is some of that money was set aside for the purpose. That's what the dowry was all about. This money was set aside for the purpose that after the woman's married, this money was set aside for her if any reason the man defaults. Either because he fell on hard time and he can't take care of her, she would have this money set aside to help her. Or because he's just no good and he's a shyster, your daughter would not be left high and dry. She would have means to run if she has to and take care of herself. So today we might not have a big set of money, but it might be just a matter of parents still somewhat there and involved and ready to take care of business if it needs to be taken care of. There are lots of ways to fulfill that principle. He also gave precious things to her brother and to her mother. And he and the men who were with him ate and drank and stayed all night. They arose in the morning and he said, send me away to my masters. But her brother and her mother said, no, let the woman stay with us a few days, at least 10. After that, she may go. And he said to her, Do you hinder me? Since the Lord, do not hinder me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away so that I may go to my master. He says, look, I'm ready to fulfill this thing. You know, he's dragging it out anymore. Let's get it done. So they said to him, we will call the young woman and ask her personally. See, that was the last piece that was missing. Did she want to go? And they said, they called Rebekah and said to her, will you go with this man? And if she said no, pack up your bags, hit the road, Jack, and go. But she said, I will go. And they blessed, and so she said, I will go. So they sent her away Rebekah, their sister and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. Notice that while they're in this betrothal state of things, they don't just let her go out there on her own with some guy. There's still a nursemaid there. And I know that's the wealthy family able to do that, but I think the principle is still there. Even if you're not wealthy, while you're in that stage of betrothal heading towards the marriage, you still want somebody involved in that to oversee the relationship so that people are not taken advantage of, that they do not fall into sexual sin, that they do not get tricked. You have somebody that's still there involved in being part. So don't leave yourself out there on your own. Make sure other people are involved. Then he says, and they blessed Rebekah and said to her, once you have come to the deal that you believe it's God, don't be holding out on it. Let the blessing come forth. God, I bless this relationship, this coming together. I bless. Don't be sitting there holding out, well, I'm not sure. Well, I don't know. I have second guess feeling. And leave this thing of doubt and insecurity there. No, once you said yes, let your yes be yes. And stand on it and say, I am not going to speak words of blessing and encourage this thing to happen, not to tear it apart. Then Rebekah and her maids arose, and they rode on the camels and followed the men. And so the servant took Rebekah, and they departed. Now Isaac came from the way of Beer Lahai-Roi, for he dwelt in the south. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening. Tells us a little something about Isaac. He's a godly man. He's finished his work for the day. He ain't going out to hang out at the club. He's going out to meditate on the things of the kingdom and the kingdom of God. Tells us something about his character, his nature. And there the camels were coming. Then Rebekah lifted her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from her camel, for she had said to the servant, who is that man walking in the field to meet us? So I think it was more like, who's that? Who's that coming? That's my interpretation. Don't be mad at me, but that's how I hear it, right? She saw him and went, who's that? And then the servant said, it is my master. So she took a veil and covered herself. She maintained her modesty. She maintained her purity because they were not fully married yet. So she kept that distance. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done, showing him how God was in this thing. Now Isaac's got to make a decision. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Isaac's a godly man. Rebekah's a godly woman. And that's what we're looking to come together. And that's what you're looking for. You want to be married? Then work on your being godly. Work on being holy. As you're unmarried, run hard for your ministry while you're unmarried and the things of the kingdom. Seek it first with everything you do. And when God decides to bring that other person into your life, make sure you try to include these principles into it. It may look a little different. It's not going to always be exactly the same because we're different people in different cultures, but the principles are still to be applied in some form or fashion. Not everybody has. You have somebody that's still there involved in being part. So don't leave yourself out there on your own. Make sure other people are involved. Then he says, and they blessed Rebekah and said to her, once you have come to the deal that you believe it's God, don't be holding out on it. Let the blessing come forth. God, I bless this relationship, this coming together. I bless. Don't be sitting there holding out, well, I'm not sure. Well, I don't know. I have second guess feeling. And leave this. You have somebody that's still there involved in being part. So don't leave yourself out there on your own. Make sure other people are involved. Then he says, and they blessed Rebekah and said to her, once you have come to the deal that you believe it's God, don't be holding out on it. Let the blessing come forth. God, I bless this relationship, this coming together. I bless. Don't be sitting there holding out, well, I'm not sure. Well, I don't know. I have second guess feeling. And leave this. You have somebody that's still there involved in being part. So don't leave yourself out there on your own. Make sure other people are involved. Then he says, and they blessed Rebekah and said to her, once you have come to the deal that you believe it's God, don't be holding out on it. Let the blessing come forth. God, I bless this relationship, this coming together. I bless. Don't be sitting there holding out, well, I'm not sure. Well, I don't know. I have second guess feeling. And leave this. You have somebody that's still there involved in being part. So don't leave yourself out there on your own. Make sure other people are involved. Then he says, and they blessed Rebekah and said to her, once you have come to the deal that you believe it's God, don't be holding out on it. Let the blessing come forth. God, I bless this relationship, this coming together. I bless. Don't be sitting there holding out, well, I'm not sure. Well, I don't know. I have second guess feeling. And leave this. You have somebody that's still there involved in being part. So don't leave yourself out there on your own. Make sure other people are involved. Then he says, and they blessed Rebekah and said to her, once you have come to the deal that you believe it's God, don't be holding out on it. Let the blessing come forth. God, I bless this relationship, this coming together. I bless. Don't be sitting there holding out, well, I'm not sure. Well, I don't know. I have second guess feeling. And leave. You have somebody that's still there involved in being part. So don't leave yourself out there on your own. Make sure other people are involved. Then he says, and they blessed Rebekah and said to her, once you have come to the deal that you believe it's God, don't be holding out on it. Let the blessing come forth. God, I bless this relationship, this coming together. I bless. Don't be sitting there holding out, well, I'm not sure. Well, I don't know. I have second guess feeling. And leave this. You have somebody that's still there involved in being part. So don't leave yourself out there on your own. Make sure other people are involved. Then he says, and they blessed Rebekah and said to her, once you have come to the deal that you believe it's God, don't be holding out on it. Let the blessing come forth. God, I bless this relationship, this coming together. I bless. Don't be sitting there holding out, well, I'm not sure. Well, I don't know. I have second guess feeling. And leave this. I figured to talk about the guys. That's what I think happens. But that's a good place because it's in that place. See, I had sisters, so they told me a little bit about what went on in those bathrooms. And they said, oh, yeah, that's when we get there. And that's when all my girlfriends like, what do you think? I don't know, girl. Watch out for him. He's a quick-talking one. You better watch him. Well, I heard the other day he was out with so-and-so. What? He didn't say anything about that. So they just share that stuff. They're trying to fulfill that biblical principle of protecting one another. But the last thing is after the marriage covenant take place, notice this. It didn't say, and he loved her, and so he took her as a wife. He took her as a wife, and he loved her. And see, that's a little different in our culture. We don't know about marriages being arranged in that way where people understood the covenant of marriage, and when they agreed to a covenant, they would enter into that covenant, and then in that covenant, they would direct their love to the person that they have covenanted to. Until that time, they hold that love back because they haven't entered into covenant. See, in our day, we got it backwards. We want to taste and experience and get confused and all of that. And then afterwards, now I'm ready to get married. And then you have some regrets. When you realize you didn't hold out. When you realize that you didn't walk in integrity. And now you have to work through some of the things. Love is a choice. And God has given us a power to make that choice. And every successful marriage in here is based on that. Whether they're believers or not. The fact that people are willing to work through a marriage and stay there, that is the real bottom foundation of demonstrating love. They're like, let's stay in here. Let's work this through. Let's make it happen. Let's learn. Let's grow. Let's grow together. I'm committed to you. Whether rich, whether poor, whether pretty, whether ugly, whether smelly, whether not, I'm committed to you. I've made the covenant, and I'm going to walk it out. Okay? Anyway, that's it for that. Hallelujah. Worship team, let's go back. Thank you, everybody.